Welcome to the Task Cast, a very special episode where we're going to get into Star Wars.
Yeah, it's about that time.
It is May
7th.
And as you know, May the 4th.
Which people take 4th and 4th.
And they say, you know, it's good enough.
Close enough.
Yeah, so.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you. So we're going to take advantage of our impeccable timing.
Yeah.
And get into some Star Wars talks.
Because we're both huge Star Wars fans.
As we are, yeah.
Me more than you, but also you more than me.
Yeah.
But me the most.
Vis-a-vis. We're both Star Wars guys.
Who is it?
I'm currently wearing my Star Wars shirt.
As am I.
Yep, because that's what we do.
It's a random day. We wear them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a day of the week.
Screen printed T-shirt says Star Wars.
So today we're going to talk about Star Wars games, Star Wars movies, Star Wars.
We're just going to start going and see what happens.
Yeah. And actually, if we have time.
If we have time, we're going to get into actually how to make the Kessel Run in less than 11 parsecs.
Wow.
So stick around to the end. If we have time, we're going to squeeze that in.
That's perfect.
Good tip.
All right. So without further ado, let's get into some Star Wars shit. So we're going to kick off this week's episode with the Movie Back Movie of the Week.
As we are one to do.
Occasionally.
Two to do, whatever.
To do today. So last week's Movie Back Movie of the Week, MBMOTW, was the original 1977 classic.
Apocalypse Now. Yes. Obviously. If you didn't get that one, you're an idiot.
Well,
it was obvious.
Or you just don't know anything about Star Wars, which means,
what's,
you know, I'm kind of upset.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of, I'm not saying this is a Star Wars podcast.
Not at all.
This episode is.
This one will be, yeah. Why not? We've been saving it a little bit.
I feel like the timing's right.
Yeah, we've been wanting to talk Star Wars, and it kind of hits up with May.
Yeah, and we have talked Star Wars a bit in the past.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, you kind of know what you're getting into with this one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But let's just talk about some takeaways from A New Hope. Like
takeaways from New Hope, huh?
Yeah, like how do you feel about that movie compared to the other ones, stuff like that?
Okay. Well, I'll go with like. I mean, I love it. Like everybody obviously loves like the original trilogy, like New Hope,
yeah.
Empire, Return of the Jedi. Everybody loves those, and dogs everything else a little bit. As for me, I'm a little different. I like the original trilogy. I really like the one that came out like in the early 2000s. I like all those, and I like the two that have came out so far, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna like the new one that comes out in December. And I like the two standalone ones, or what, two?
Two, yep.
Yeah.
So, and I'm me and you do have some differences on this.
Yeah.
Which
is great.
I obviously, yes, like you said, I love the original trilogy. I do also. I think the prequel trilogy is fine.
I like them.
Yeah, like it's very different. I do kind of like the whole political stuff thing.
Going on. I mean the thing is, it's the movies are someone telling you the story, and you're just listening to them tell you the story, and that's their way of telling it, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, it's like. It's not, you just didn't like the way the story was told, but you don't necessarily not like the story because that story got you to the three movies, the originals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do I think maybe they gave George Lucas a little too much creative freedom? Yes.
Yeah, but what were they going to do? Stop him?
I mean, that's what they did in the originals.
Yeah. But in the originals, he was just going for the first time.
Yeah.
This time they were like, whoa, look what he did. Let's let him go. Let him loose.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't even do it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he did it.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of stuff about talking about how like his wife was heavily involved in the editing process.
Really?
Yeah. And basically, from my understanding, is during the original Star Wars movie, they.
What do you mean, like a New Hope original?
Yeah.
Okay.
They filmed it, and what they filmed versus what they made in the edit, completely different.
Really?
Like, the order of stuff and everything was just totally different.
I mean, it seemed pretty seamless to me.
Well, yeah, because, I mean... Well,
I mean, I guess, unless you're saying, like, in the original, it was, like, backwards.
kind of like scenes weren't the way they were, and like they moved stuff around and like made things from different perspectives and a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of
deleted scenes, or what do you mean?
No. Well, I mean, I guess
it can't be much more backwards if that was all the scenes. Like what happens? Like his uncle and aunt like become for their skeletons and they get burned in normal human flesh. Like, I don't know what you mean by they shot it different.
No, I mean, so there's a saying, I guess, in the industry where it's a film is made three different times. It's made like during the, like it's written in a script.
Okay.
And then it's shot and acted in. Okay. And then it's edited. Okay. And the difference between all those three is completely different.
Oh.
Just because you can, I mean, much in the way I could record me saying a sentence and reorganize it to mean something totally different, you can do that with a movie.
Okay.
So they reorganized A New Hope in such a way to make it basically a better story. Like the Death Star countdown I think wasn't even in the movie.
The countdown from when they shoot?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, the whole countdown thing, like, wasn't in the original cut and, like, all sorts of shit.
If you break it down to shit like that, like, that's when people start getting weird. That's when Star Wars fans start bothering me, because I'm, like, a true Star Wars fan. I love the story. It's a great story.
Well, yeah, but you liked the story that you saw.
Yeah, but, like...
So what I'm saying is the stuff you saw was... It wasn't all Lucas.
What I saw is Star Wars, and it was great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if you had seen what it was before that, you maybe not, or maybe wouldn't have liked it so much, and maybe it wouldn't be such a big thing as it is today.
No, but if I would have driven the first car, I probably would be like, this sucks. But the cars that are around today, I'm like, yeah, it's all right. I like how it has Bluetooth to it. You know what I mean?
It's got windshield wipers?
Yeah, because windshield wipers, power windows, and locks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
that's why they have all those steps when they make the movie, because it's like, hey, I got this great idea. Look at this. And somebody goes, yeah, it's great, but you're nuts because this part sucks. And then they fix it, release it, and it's, you know, it's great.
Well, that's where a lot of the criticism comes on to the prequel series.
What,
it's because they think that they give Lucas too much power.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mind him. Now, here's the thing. I saw episode one the night it came out in theaters. I was in fourth grade, and I went and saw it with my dad, like, midnight.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I remembered it was so cool. But episode two, which is, I think, the one people dog on the most, like, I probably have watched that twice in my life, like, from start to finish. And then episode three I've seen a few times. I like episode three a lot, actually. And then, you know, not to get into the really new ones, like, the standalone ones, I love those. Those are all great. But then the newer ones, like Force Awakens.
The newer ones, I think we're going to have to talk about separately.
We'll save
those. I have a lot to say about the newer ones. But it's funny that you say that episode two is the one you saw only a few times. Because growing up, episode two is the one I'd seen probably the most.
Even more than one?
Because
I saw one so many times.
So as a kid, I had episode two on VHS. That was the only Star Wars movie I had.
That's your movie back right there.
That's the movie back, right? No, so I've seen that one so many fucking times. And I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I like the fights and the, like, the, it's because it's got Jango Fett.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in that one.
Like, all the clones.
See, because that one I saw, I was younger too. So it's like, you watch it and you don't really understand what's going on. And then as you get older, you start to understand, like, the three earlier movies are more from the political side of what was going on.
They're basically just set up.
Yeah, which was great.
Which I don't mind. I mean, I like exposition and stuff to like help like create. It's basically like almost like fan fiction. You know, it's like, this is, oh yeah, so you know all that stuff that happens? Well, this is how it happened. You know, and I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought the character and stuff was cool. I liked the only scene in two that fucking is just bizarre is fucking Obi-Wan. So Ewan McGregor is Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
He goes to a 50s style diner in space and talks to like this alien.
The big like waiter guy.
With like four arms. I'm like, what the
fuck? See, seriously, only seeing that movie once or twice. Like, I remember that part.
Yeah.
Well, I remember being like, what's going on? Why is he talking about?
Yeah. And that's like classic Lucas shit where he's like, yeah, we got to make it like kind of relatable to like real life. And yeah. It's like, no. Just make it fucking space.
Really? So Luke, is this like a fact that Lucas wanted that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Well, okay. So think about it like this. So there's the original edits of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
And then they did the special edition, right?
Yeah, in like the late 90s.
Where
Taco Bell released all the toys. I remember. I have them.
And then Han, or Greedo shot first, too.
Greedo shot first, which was bullshit.
Total bullshit.
And then, like, Han met Jabba.
And steps on his tail.
And steps on him. Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
So, all that stuff that was added was all George Lucas going, well, I want it to be this way. And, like, Return of the Jedi, that whole fucking scene with the weird fucking singing shit in Jabba's palace.
Oh, don't.
That's all George Lucas
Give
shit.
Give me the cantina band and then shut up. Shut the fuck up.
No, it's all George Lucas shit.
Really?
Which sucks. Yeah.
This and that's why. Like, I haven't looked any of this up. This is fact. Like, you know, like, yeah. This is a, wow.
So, which is why
this was George Lucas at the time, or like, when he released it, or this is George Lucas, like, in the 90s when he was like, hey, I'm crazy rich. I wanted him to sing more.
A little bit of both.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I think he's.
And now we have the technology because I didn't have much, like.
Yeah. Well, he's like, hey, we have the technology. Can we make the movies better? And everyone's like, no.
Get out of green.
Don't
frog
do it.
With
and
then
he's like, well,
sings.
No, we can afford it. Because they had, Because LucasArts.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making games.
Well,
and
LucasArts
shit.
Made the games. Like, and those games. Well, I mean, I'm like, Lucas didn't have anything to do with the games, but like.
Yeah, but I mean,
he owned the company, I'm sure, that, or he got paid. For
He's
something,
paid, yeah.
But like, they made the games, which I love the Star Wars games. Those were fun.
Star Wars games are hard, dude.
They're hard. Well, like it
depends
on what
played,
you're saying by
I've
hard.
Only played
like,
the first Star Wars, Super Star Wars.
Like, if you talk about like hard, there's like the Atari games, which are like just it's like an Atari game, which is just like shitty graphics and hard to play.
It's like, why? It's not even really Star Wars.
Yeah, you're just moving shit around on a screen. Yeah. And they call it Star Wars. But then you jump into Super Nintendo, and you got like Super Star Wars.
Yeah.
Super, it's just every. It's the movie
well,
with
fucking
Super
Star Wars. I can't
super
even beat the second
Return
level.
Jedi, Super Empire.
Yeah,
man, those games are fun, but they are hard.
Yeah. So in Super Star Wars, the first level, you're in the desert and you're shooting.
Yeah, you have
scorpions.
You own that game.
I do
cartridge?
Own that game. It's I own the.
So
yeah, I own
good.
The cartridge.
It's so good.
So that game's hard as fuck, and I've tried playing it. I've probably spent like 4 hours on it.
Yeah.
And I can't get past the second level because the second level, it's like. This weird like 3D driving in the desert trying to find the fucking
you're driving in the speeder
yeah and you're trying to find the Jawa fucking cruiser thing
yeah
and god damn it it's hard to, there's like weird critters bounce around shooting
yeah.
shit at you
and yeah then, you're like, supposed to like shoot the certain things and collect certain things and then you'll get there
yeah it's hard crazy. And there's no direction so it's like oh yeah you just kind of figured out
yeah
and like
that's
I finally figured out like,
oh, games
are,
man. That's
way?
Why I love playing them retro games it's like you got to play it memorize the pattern die and go back
except that fucking mission there's no pattern it's just hell
no but you do have to like you have to shoot the womp rats you know
yeah
you got a bullseye them in your T-16 like
yeah well it's only like they're like a square meter
you know
so you can bullseye them
oh yeah
it's easy you used to do it on Tatooine all the time
yeah and then there's like the power cells you got to shoot and collect
and there's Jawas driving
Jawas that you got to shoot them too it's not too bad
I don't know why the Jawas are hostile
I know they make them all violent in that game
well you're fighting scorpions and like fucking like giant fucking under sand
those
snakes
yeah but you ever played Empire Super Empire Strikes Back
No, is that the one with like the super long mission in the
It starts out you start out in the snow level and it's crazy. Like
that sounds terrifying.
It's they're all three really good games. Empire and Return of the Jedi, I think for sure Return of the Jedi you get to select your character based on like the level, like there's Han, Chewie, Luke and Leia. I don't know if you do an Empire, maybe you do. We'll have to fire it up in a little bit. I got all the cartridges, so we'll have to fire them up.
Yeah. What from the far reaches of the galaxy was that noise?
Jake, I think that was the Jaguar of history.
Well, I think you'll have to remove my restraining bolt to hear the rest of that message.
Yeah, let's give it a shot, as long as you don't have a bad motivator.
Well, here, let's give it a shot here. Oh! Yeah, no, I think we're good.
All right.
So, that means it's time for...
What happened?
The history fact.
today in history.
Yeah, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Yeah. Also known as...
this galaxy.
Well, in this galaxy, yes, but also known as... April, or no, what are we in, May? May 2nd, 2011.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Going back to 2011. What happened?
So Osama bin Laden was killed.
Oh, my goodness. Got him. Or whatever they say.
Yeah. Dabbing on him.
Yeah.
So the notorious 50-year-old leader of Al-Qaeda and terrorist network of Islamic extremists was killed.
Oh, wow.
By SEAL Team 6.
Shot him dead.
Dead in the head.
On this day.
On this day. And actually, it's a little bit of a... technically, it was this day in Afghanistan.
Who cares? We're not going to look at a map or figure that out. And it was like time 1 a.m., so let's just roll with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Got him. Today.
Got him good.
But 8 years ago.
Well, yeah, 8 years ago.
Alrighty.
So, we were talking about video games. Particularly Star Wars video games, and kind of this being the Star Wars episode of the Taskcast.
Yeah.
You have played quite a few, I'd imagine, over the years.
As many as I can. Yeah.
So what's focus on earlier games. What's one that stands out for you?
Earlier, huh? So not like the Battlefront that just came out.
Yeah, PS4. Not the newer ones. Okay. Let's go back in time a little bit.
Okay. Man, I really like... So the Star Wars Lego Saga on PS3, I loved. Because it's all six movies in one game, which was really fun. But, man, the first one I remember just having a blast on that was Star Wars was Pod Racing on N64.
Oh, God, right?
Remember that one?
That game was so fucking cool.
So fun. It's so hard now just because the graphics, it didn't age well or something. But, like, I just can't control it like I used to.
Yeah, it's really hard. So
I guess I didn't age well. People always say games didn't age well. The game doesn't change. I guess we just age not well.
Well, it has to do with... So, let's say you play a bunch of new games. They're all made for people.
And now I'm not. So, it's me. Because the game's the same.
I guess. If you want to think about it like that.
That's what it is. I'm going to start saying that now.
That's fine.
Game aged just fine. We didn't age well. Our eyes and
our
hands.
So, you say the same thing about GoldenEye?
Yeah. GoldenEye was great, and I was so good at it. And I was like, if I went back to when I was 12, I'd kick the shit out of me in GoldenEye right now, because I didn't age well.
Yeah, well, I think it's not the game necessarily; it's the controls.
Sure, that's fine. We just got used to easier, smoother controls.
Yeah, control. I think controls got better, and we've gotten used to them.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest issue.
But anyway, so I like all the Super Nintendo games; those are great. But I definitely Pod Racing was like. I played that a lot. It was multiplayer, too, and I had brothers, and we always had to play, like, the same game. So, played a lot of Pod Racing. What about you, man? What do you remember?
I loved Pod Racing.
Yeah?
Pod Racing was I didn't own a shit ton of games on the N64.
Yeah.
But that was one of the few that I did, and it was so fucking good.
Were there other, like, N64 Star Wars games?
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
So, they had, there were some, I think it was the Rogue Squadron series. There were a few different versions.
What was that like?
That's all just flying ships and like air combat.
Oh, okay, that's right. I remember those now.
And they're super cool. Like, one of the first missions in one of them, I don't remember which one. It's like you're on Hoth in a speeder, and you have to take down the AT-ATs and shit.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
But I didn't know how to use the.
They weren't that easy.
No, either. They were hard. Okay. And like you had to use the fucking the harpoons and tow cables.
The tow cables, yeah.
Yeah. But like they never explained how to do it. And this was like before I had internet,
they
really.
They said do it. You know what you got to do it.
Yeah, and I didn't know the controls, and I was renting it, so I don't have the booklet or anything. Like, So you just had to know how to do it. And I remember I finally got like a Tips and Tricks magazine that explained how to do it. I was like, yeah, you got to press down and B or something. And then I still sucked at it, but... Those games are super fun.
Yeah, Rogue Squadron, huh?
Oh, my God. It was so cool. Like, you assault a Death Star, and, like, you're flying fucking Y-Wings and dropping bombs on shit. It was so cool.
Man.
And it's all just, like, fucking cool shit. Like,
Rogue One. Let's go into that.
Yeah.
Right into Rogue. From Rogue to Rogue One.
Rogue it up.
What'd you think? Standalones. They got Rogue One, and they got Solo.
Solo, yeah. I guess I kind of want to talk about Rogue One first. Rogue One is not a Star Wars movie.
Okay. Okay.
It is.
So it is. But okay. So take back what you said. But yeah.
So what I want, I mean this in a good way.
Okay.
Rogue One is in the Star Wars universe, but it's not really a Star Wars movie. It's
not related to like the Jedi story of the Star Wars.
No, but I mean like it's more like a World War II movie or like a Vietnam movie. It's a war movie.
Yeah.
And I think that is a really good thing.
Okay.
It really excels in that market. Okay. As a sci-fi war movie.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what it's definitely like a sci-fi war movie, but
and in the Star Wars universe, Jedis
and shit like that in it.
But it's not like a Star Wars movie. It's like an opera. Like it's a massive mega fucking thing.
Yeah.
Where Rogue One is like very grounded and like controlled. It's almost like a different genre of like sci-fi.
Yeah, and because it's like Rogue One made Star Wars possible in the storyline.
Yeah.
But it didn't have to do with the Skywalker storyline.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect example of what they should be doing with these spinoffs.
Okay, what do you think about like Solo then? Because Solo, you could almost say the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. I really did like Solo.
Solo isn't in the Star Wars storyline?
Like, Solo was a little more theatrical. I guess it felt more like a Star Wars movie than like its own thing.
It's Han Solo. They can't just fucking make it like nothing. They had to soup it up somewhat.
Yeah, it was almost more like an espionage kind of movie.
Yeah.
Which is also fine. I think it's awesome that they're like bringing different genres to Star Wars.
Yeah. Did you like it though? All right. That's cuz we're sipping.
Yeah, a little bit. I actually really did like Solo.
See, I liked Solo a lot.
And I know people that are saying, "Oh, I didn't like it. I didn't like the actor." I'm like, "Fuck that. It's fine."
Yeah, it was fine.
What do you want? What do you want?
They couldn't. Harrison Ford was busy.
Harrison Ford's old as fuck.
He was busy. They couldn't get him.
He was busy aging. You couldn't fucking be in a movie about him when he's like fucking in his 20s.
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was good. The guy did fine.
No, I thought he was good. I really liked Donald Glover as Lando.
Yeah. And I mean, I just pictured the guy that played Harrison Ford, I don't even know his name. I just pictured Harrison Ford was that. That was him. That was Han Solo.
One of the gripes that I heard from one of my friends. Do you remember there's the robot, like Lando's robot?
Yeah.
They kept making jokes about how the robot was like a social justice warrior robot.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it was like fighting for robot rights.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Your friends are against robot rights?
Yeah, I was like, what? Who gives a shit?
You can't be against those
yet. I was like, no, it's fine. And then I made the argument, well, how can you be against that robot? She has some fucking thick hips. She sways when she walks. She's a thick robot.
You just can't be against robot rights yet.
No, you can't.
No.
I mean, I've seen iRobot.
Give it 10 or 15 years, then start being against the robot rights.
That was funny, though. I'm like, what? It's fine. Don't worry about it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's like a social justice warrior robot.
I'm yeah, like, nah, no, it's that, fine. That part was... It was a... But it's whatever. I liked
plot,
it.
Though.
Yeah. No, it fit in perfect.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
The only thing about Solo I didn't like, spoilers, if...
For some reason, I haven't seen it, but...
Yeah. So they do the Kessel Run.
Yep.
And 12 parsecs.
Okay.
And so before seeing the movie, you don't know what that means.
Right.
And I think the way they did it was good, except they put a weird robot space monster thing. Or not robot, electric space monster.
Yeah.
And it really didn't fit the theme.
You don't think so?
I thought that whole moment just kind of threw me out of it. They're like, oh yeah, we're just going to jump to hyperspace and kill the giant space monster? That was never really alluded to. It just kind of felt kind of thrust upon the viewer.
Okay. I didn't mind it.
That's my only grief with it. Yeah. I don't know. Just big, right. Big, long tentacle monsters thrusted in my vicinity.
But you are definitely one more. You are more to sit back and judge the movie is where I just kind of.
I do kind of judge.
Not in a bad way, but I kind of sit back and just enjoy the whole story.
Yeah. Overall, though, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. So I really liked Solo, and I really liked Rogue One.
Yeah. Then, yeah, I loved... I can't even think of anything I didn't like about Rogue One.
Yeah.
Rogue One was fucking awesome.
Yeah. So what did you think about the newer movies? Force Awakens.
Yeah, the new trilogy.
Last Jedi. Well, not trilogy yet. Soon to be.
Soon to be. Well, it's planned trilogy, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I guess Force Awakens. What do you think? Let's just keep them in order. Force Awakens. What do you think?
I saw the Force Awakens twice in theaters during its original release, right?
Yep.
And I liked it. I did enjoy it.
Me too.
I thought
there, so. Overall, we both liked it.
Yeah, good. I definitely. Now I'm not gonna say it's my favorite.
No,
but I did like it. That being said, and me and you have talked about this, but I fucking hated The Last Jedi,
and I liked it,
which is fine.
Yeah, because we saw it at the same time.
We disagreed on certain things,
and then a few days
later,
did
we see them together?
Yeah, we saw them both together, but we saw Last Jedi together. Days later, you were like, "Nope," and I was like, "I like it."
Yeah, I fucking.
That's how people were. I liked it though.
Have you rewatched it?
I have, and I really like it. And you know what? It took me watching it like the second or third time to go, actually, you know what? Really like it.
And I watched it 2 times in theaters.
The problem, I think, is what's going to happen is the third one's going to come out in December of 2019, and a lot of people are going to go, oh, okay, that makes more sense off of the last one.
Which it might, but...
And then, you know what I mean?
It felt so fucking weird.
Yeah. No, there was weird stuff in it, but I liked it. I thought it was all good, and I think all going to tie in really well to the last one.
I just don't want to... I don't want to sit here and list up all the reasons I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because it's... I mean, it came out, what, like a year ago?
Like, you know, almost two or something like that?
So
yeah.
I don't want to fuck... people have already done that. But, yeah.
I thought it was great.
And to give myself credit here, I saw it once.
Yep.
Was kind of on the fence. Saw it again a second time. I went to the theater by myself and watched it. No fucking distractions. I didn't even have a fucking drink in me. And I fucking just was so fucking upset. And there's... The only thing is that there's some scenes in it that I thought were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
The fight scene with Kylo Ren and what's her fucking face?
Rey. Yeah.
The choreography was and cinematography was beautiful. It was super cool.
Yeah, that was sick.
But everything leading up to that was fucking weird. The whole casino thing was weird. It's just the weird love story between I can't remember his name.
Kylo Ren and Rey?
What? No, they're not fucking.
What are you talking about, love story then?
No, well, John Boyega?
Oh, yeah.
And the
Finn.
Finn, that's his name. I can't remember. I'm trying to block it out of my memory, I think, is what happened.
It wasn't that bad. It was good.
But he had, like, his weird love story, and then, like, they pretended to kill Luke, and then he just died?
I guess.
It was just weird. And then...
I liked the entire movie. There's okay. One thing... In the two new movies, there's one scene that I didn't like out of both of them.
Oh, the part where they killed Leia?
No.
And then let her live, but actually she's already dead in real life?
Well, that was an accident.
That just seems so stupid.
There's one scene that I was like, mm-mm, don't do that. And it was when in The Last Jedi, towards the end of the movie, when they're on the planet that is covered in salt, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And you find this out by the soldiers are in the trench with their guns, and one soldier out of all these soldiers, reaches forward, puts his gloved hand into this salt, licks it, and goes, salt. As if in the future they don't have some sort of technology to know, hey, this planet is salt. Or, you know, one of the other guys weren't like, hey, it's a salt planet. It's just, yeah, everybody's quiet, and one guy, there's one guy thing. That's like, salt, and they're all like, shut up, dude, Duh.
I wish... You know what made that moment better?
Huh.
If someone fucking whacked him and said, no shit.
Yeah. No shit, it's salt.
But...
It's stinging my fucking eyes. It's salt.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Do you
I don't know what
water,
salt
dude?
Does.
I'm super dehydrated.
Yeah. It's not snow because we're all hot as fuck. We know it's salt.
Yeah. We're wearing t-shirts, bro.
Yeah.
It didn't even need to be salt. They didn't need to say anything because if it's salt or white sand or
talcum
anything.
Powder.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
It's baking soda.
This is actually a giant
powder.
Planet of bakers.
Yeah.
This is all just a flower of the baking giant, so they spill on the floor.
Have you heard about the new one?
I've heard... I haven't watched a single trailer.
Oh, my God. There was this thing on Reddit, so I guess it's not a spoiler because it's not out yet. But there was this...
could be a spoiler.
What's the... Like, somebody was guessing what they think. And they think that, Darth Plagueis has been... Like, all these people this whole time. That, like, Darth Plagueis is Palpatine. And, like, because he was... Like, when Palpatine was talking about Darth Plagueis in, what was it, episode 2 or 3?
3.
talking about how he can like not like figured out how to not die pretty much, that he was like taking over the body of Palpatine at that time, and then knew that like Anakin at some point would try to kill Palpatine, and then he would take over Anakin's body, and then that's why he wanted Anakin to train somebody so he could take over the next body. And that's what he, they were saying, that like Darth Plagueis was Snoke, and that why like he wanted Kylo Ren to kill Snoke so then Plagueis could take over Kylo Ren's body. It was this crazy thing on Reddit.
Oh, see, that's like a little too crazy.
It's pretty good though.
I think it makes more sense. For
I didn't do it justice. You got to read it.
Well, the way you're describing it to me, it makes it sound like
he's body jumping.
Plagueis would jump to Vader, but then why would Vader kill Palpatine to save Luke?
Because you got to read it. But he didn't jump into Vader. You got to read it.
It would make more sense if like he went dormant.
I guess that's what
happened. Or if Snoke was just like a like a fucked up Palpatine that got electrified to death.
I don't know. Look it up and read it. It was a really good fan theory. That's what it is. It's like a fan theory of what they think.
Nah, I don't want to read a fan theory.
It was good.
If I read a fan theory, then, you know, it's not true.
I guess.
Look what happened in fucking episode 8. They read everyone's fan theories and said, yeah, well, it's not that. And they just fucking shit all over everybody's
that's fine.
Ideas.
All right.
Because they're like, we'll just kill Snoke now. Remember that character that we barely talked about? He's dead. Meh.
Oh, you guys are nuts.
That's just what I think.
Fine. Episode 8, Rey is Luke's daughter.
They never say that.
Snoke is Plagueis. And Finn and the Asian girl died together. Now it's a good movie.
No. You know what they could have done to make 8 a better movie?
What?
Not have Finn have a romantic subplot where he goes to a casino planet and meets fucking Benedict. What's his name? Benito del Toro?
Sure. Let's go with that.
I don't know how to say his name.
You don't think there's going to be casino planets in the future, Jake?
No, I think there are going to be casino planets, but then I don't think.
You think there's going to be casino planets? Are you crazy?
Yeah, Ho-Chunk fucking gaming Mars.
Planets Ho-Chunk Mars.
Yeah, no, they'll have it, but it was just, they killed Leia. They killed her.
They shot her ship.
No, she was in space.
Yeah.
Dead. Yeah. And then they were like, I mean, we know she's dead in real life. We can't kill her in the movie? No, just kill her off.
They didn't know. When they released the movie, she was going to die before the other movie came out.
She died during fucking filming of that movie.
No, I think she was alive.
She died during the filming.
She died. No way. Google when that movie came out and when she died.
No.
Oh, hold on. Hit a pause.
All right, we're back. Carrie Fisher died 1 year before the release of The Last Jedi.
I'm debating that.
You can't debate it. I Googled it. So there you go, guys. Yes, they could have edited it to make it more sensical.
I think it was great.
Sensible. And then they had Finn walk out with hoses shooting out of him.
Fine, too. See, you're just dogging the movie now. It was a good movie.
I just fucking didn't get why they did everything they did.
It was also good.
Fucking when goddamn fucking mother-ass fucking looking Rey...
Yeah.
Hands the lightsaber to Luke Skywalker.
Uh-huh.
And he throws it over his shoulder.
Why not?
He would never.
He did.
Throw it over his shoulder.
He did.
That was such a bad mistake.
No.
No.
That's what he did.
He would either refused it or dropped it on the ground. He would not have thrown it over his fucking shoulder.
What? You know what he would have actually did? He would have thrown it over his shoulder, cuz that's what he fucking did. Cuz that's Luke, and that's Luke, and that's what he did.
No.
Yeah. I can prove it to you if you have the movie here.
I don't. I'm not going to pay money for that fucking movie. Oh, fuck. No, it just, as a decision from the people that created the movie, that just didn't make any fucking sense from the characters. So you have Luke, who started off as a whiny baby kid. By the end of fucking Return of the Jedi, he had fucking matured so much. And now he's been training Jedi. And then all of a sudden he just goes, yeah, I'm not mature anymore. I'm a fucking rebel kid. Meh. And throws it over his shoulder.
Yeah.
No. That's not how it would have happened.
Oh, come on.
It's just, and then they throw in those fucking furry fucking animals just to sell toys.
Yeah, that was to sell toys for sure.
Yeah.
Luke milking the weird camel was weird.
That was my favorite part.
See?
You know why?
Why?
Because it was so fucking funny. That was funny. Because he's milking a fucking weird cow thing. That's hilarious.
Space water cow.
Yeah. The weird space water cow milking is fine. Oh, to get the blue milk.
Yeah. I get
it. Yes. There. Give me a reference or something.
Oh.
But Christ, dude. One of these... It was just fucking bizarre. The whole movie. I guess that's all I have to say about it.
Well, I liked them. All of them. Overall, what do you think? Well, besides the fact that Star Wars is an amazing franchise and crazy good movies and games that
I still love Star Wars. I'm not going to say I don't.
It's great, and you're going to be in line to see the new one when it comes out.
Yeah, probably.
Me too.
Because I'm a piece of shit.
No, because we're great. Just like, it's a great story.
I just don't want to be let down again.
Yeah. Won't be.
I hope not.
This last one will have to be good.
Hope so. All right, everybody. This week, we do not have an MOTW just because it was a Star Wars episode. So we're going to start off fresh next episode. And we're running long, so we're just going to finish it up today.
Yeah, we are running really long. We don't have time to actually explain the trick to running the castle run in less than 11 parsecs.
Yeah, which sucks. You know, it's how it goes. Yeah. It's a tough business, this podcast.
It was a good trick.
Yeah. Turns out it's mostly, you know, just going fast. But, you know.
We'll be back next week, though, with a new MBMOTW.
Yep.
All the regular stuff.
Yep. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at the TaskCast, TheTaskCast. We got the Gmail, which is, again, thetaskcast@gmail.com. Send us an email about any ideas you want us to do for the future. Any comments.
Talk about movie, game. Anything.
Yeah. If there's something you're interested in that we haven't talked about, maybe something we don't even know about,
we'd love to hear it.
Because I love playing new games and watching new movies. So send stuff in. Check us out all over everything. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher.
Yeah.
What do you got? CastBox? That's a thing?
Whatever you listen to us on. Yeah.
Yeah. Reviewers.
Subscribe.
I don't know why I can't say the word subscribe.
Give us a 5 or a 6, whatever the max is.
Yeah, subscribe. Scrib 6, Scrib 7, all that. So... Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in for the special edition of the Star Wars May the 2nd podcast.
Be with ya.
May the 2nd be with you.